youth, imagining the future, a festival of writing and art. What is sort of the core goal for youth for a festival like this?
There's two sides to that. There's the goal of those of us who are collaborating to run it, and there's the goal that I hope that students feel or youth feel when they participate in it. So I want them to feel, I want them to end up doing the fun part, researching all the amazing new green and fabulous tech that's being invented and used around the world right now, and all of the great nature-based solutions that are actually being effective around the world. So I want them to feel more positive about their future and to imagine, really deeply imagine a real place, maybe right where they live, in the future, 50 years, 200 years, doesn't matter. And then show us that. And, you know, I think there'll be a ripple effect outwards from that. Maybe that will make their family feel more positive. And certainly people who come to see their art or read their stories will feel more positive.
Okay, so, because, yeah, I mean, certainly the topic of climate change brings up a lot of negative emotions. So really, the idea of imagining the future is actually to show that maybe there is some hope left in that sense.
Yes. So behind the scenes, I've read personally so many articles recently about climate anxiety and climate depression. CBC's had a few articles, and all of the large collaborators, the Faculty of Education at Queen's University, Kingston Community Credit Union, of course, 350 Kingston, and the wonderful sisters at the Providence Center, Justice and Peace, they all feel strongly that this rapid growth of climate anxiety and depression that is freezing young people needs a different trajectory. They need some healing. They need to turn around away. I'm not saying to ignore the bad news, but they need to turn towards the solutions and maybe help bring everybody up with them and work towards them. We can work towards them if we visualize a better future. It's that quote.
Wow.
It's that quote from that wonderful book, Field of Dreams. You know, if you build it, they will come. So if you can imagine it, we can get there.
Isn't that a beautiful sentiment? So why through art or through writing?
Well, at first I was just going to do writing because writing is the art that I work in. I write short stories, and lately I've written a lot of solar punk stories, which is this genre, and have had several published. And one is coming out next week. And so that's a natural for me. I'm comfortable with that, and I've given some free workshops. And I would happily come in at least by Zoom to give a little workshop in any classroom or any teacher invites me to help kids to do a little solar punk writing exercise to get them started on this. So it's a natural for me. I imagine and I write, but I know other people imagine and they do art. And I'm just sorry I can't do all the arts because I'm not there yet.
Amazing. Well, so this is for those 13 to 18 in the Limestone at Algonquin School Boards. And I understand that in addition to having this experience, there are prizes.
Yes, there are a lot of prizes. I just want to make a tiny correction. It's also for youth who live in the region that's covered by the borders of Limestone and Algonquin, because they might be homeschooled or they might be in one of the two French boards. I'm sorry to say that we don't have an official translator, so if they participate in short story writing, I need to have a translation in English, but they could do art. Now, prizes. Oh, yes. So we have six $100 bills for the top three, really the finest three stories and the finest three pieces of work that are all following the guidelines that are on the website. And then we have a ton of prizes that are still coming in. So far we have two or three great gift certificates from Art Noise, a couple from Novel Idea, a couple from the local refilleries, And I was at Minotaur yesterday, and the owner walked around the store and gathered up really thoughtful, careful prizes worth almost $200. So, yeah, prizes are still coming in.
Amazing. Okay, and they have until the deadline of November 7th to submit.
That's right, they do. So I hope they get started. They go to our website, which is youthimaginethefuture.com, and read the guidelines and start doing some research and write and create art.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.